How about some chicken?
Seen how it's done, but here's a brand new one. Oh, it's the best under the sun. It's a real nice dance, and it's really clicking. It's a crazy little thing they call the greasy chicken. Now just remember, it's an easy dance, and it's really sticking. It's a crazy little thing they call the greasy chicken. Now. Mexico, they say, El Greasy Chicken.
The Greasy Chicken?
And in Germany, they say,
Fox, slow the cruiser ship.
And in Chinaman, they say,
Greasy Chicken.
And down yonder, they say,
The Greasy Chicken.
Now this dance is back, and we're gonna try to show you how it goes. You'll learn how to do it in about a month or so. So take my advice, this dance is really sticking, and it's a crazy little thing they call the greasy chicken. So remember, folks, this dance is really sticking. It's a crazy little thing they call the greasy chicken. Now. And in Germany they say,
Fast and slow, the greasy chicken.
And in China they say,
Greasy chicken.
And down here they say,
The greasy
chicken.
XRB San Antonio de los Buenos en Baja California.
Here, here, the arm goes here.
Put the leg in over there.
Where's the head go?
Give it here.
No, you've got the head in the arm socket again.
Oh, sorry.
Sit him in front of the microphone. Okay, well, everything's together. Why isn't he moving?
You didn't wind him up, stupid.
Wind him up.
Turn the key.
Oh.
Now what?
Put the lever and stand back.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I think he's working.
Rock and roll, everybody. Oh, Wolfman Jack, Jack in the Yakin' Go, bring it on back.
What do you think?
I think we went to more trouble than it was worth.
Get out of here!
Wolfman Jack.
I tell you, man. I tell you, if I was getting so big time here lately, I think I'd give up our eyebrow plucking altogether.
Listen to me!
XCRB.
To earth one day, looked to left and right of it, couldn't stand the sight of it, and said, "Let's fly away." They took a look at a Western movie. Somebody heard them say, "If a horse can be a star, think how dumb the people are. We'd better fly away." Then they shook their little green antennas, scratched their purple hair, said this planet is an awful menace. Let's go back to where we came from. Two little men in a flying saucer just didn't care to stay.
No, no.
Said it's too peculiar here, headed for the stratosphere, and quickly flew away.
Now they took a look in Ebbets Field in Brooklyn when the Dodgers played a baseball game.
Hey!
Heard all the screaming, said we must be dreaming, 'cause this planet is insane.
Their mission, heard a politician making speeches as they traveled by.
Gabble, gabble, gabble. But they departed faster than they started, 'cause the hot air blew them sky high.
Two little men in a flying saucer flew down to earth one day. Listened to a radio, saw a television show, and said, "Let's fly away." They got their fill of commercial jingles, and they were heard to say, "All the people seem to be living in a nursery. We'd better fly away." Traveled all around, and once they'd seen us, said, "Let's head for space. We were better off on Mars and Venus."
Goodness, what a place to live in.
Two little men in a flying saucer just didn't care to stay.
No, no.
Crossed a crowded thoroughfare,
saw the hats the women wear,
and quickly flew away. One look and then they flew away.
I just came from outer space. I was sent to attack this place. I'm taking over the human race. Take me to your leader. What's that dance you call the bop? Is that what you call a record hop? I think I'm gonna blow my top. Take me to your leader. This crazy music is driving me wild. My flying saucer dancing away. This rock and roll got in my soul. And cats, I think I'm gonna stay. Stocking feet, a danger I admit defeat. Take me to your leader. Flew away.
stepping up on Mars. Half as fast as hot rod cars. Gonna trade this Sputnik of ours. Take me to your leader.
Blast, smoke and fire. Matt Daddy flies up higher and higher. Move grooving on in the land of rhyme. Here's a little poem, cause it's cultural time. Old Mother Geezer went to the freezer to fetch her pet cobra a toad. When she got there, the freezer was bare. The silly old bat should have known.
I love a good practical joke. You know, this whole thing started when my crazy buddy Melvin hooked a smoke bomb to my car. Bluey. Boy, I love a good practical joke. So after I pick up the hood of the car and throw it in the trunk, I whip over to the post office to drop off the package for Melvin. Boy, what a package. Took me 3 hours to get the Excelsior wadded in just right so you wouldn't know there was a live cobra inside. Boy, was he surprised. I love a good practical joke. Next day, I hear from Melvin with a bang. I guess he was pretty sore about that snake because in the middle of the night, he paints out the white line on the road that goes past my house. And he paints another one right up my driveway through the living room and pow! I hear this big noise and there's this diesel truck roaring through my backyard wearing my bathtub for a radiator cap. I love a good practical joke. And you know Melvin's nuts about golf. So I sneak over to where he plays and I grab his golf bag out of the locker. Get this, I cut holes in all the balls and I hollow them out and I fill them up with nitroglycerin, boy. What a drive, pow! All of a sudden, from hole 1 to 18, one big sand trap. that I didn't stay one up on old Melvin Longboy. Oh, what a mad cat he is. He gets this lion out of a zoo, and he shaves off all the mane, and he chains it up out and back to Rover's house. Lucky I caught the gag before the lion caught me. Too bad about the mailman, though. I love a good practical joke. You know, Melvin uses an electric razor, and here I am hooking high-tension wires from the third rail on the train tracks that run by where he lives. When he comes home to shave with 6,000 volts, boy, will he be burning. Hey. Green smoky stuff coming in under the door. Poison gas! Man, that Melvin's done it again. Man, I love a good practical joke.
And with that, we'll segue into Radio Obituary. Well, first all, I should tell you what we've been playing since we played a lot. We finished up with the Mad Daddy, Pete Myers, with I Love a Practical Joke, off his Wavy Gravy, Atom Smashin', Zoomarammin', Mellow Jello radio broadcast, 58 to 64. We started way the heck back there with the Five Shades with One Hot Dog and an Orange Drink. The Shadows of Night with Potato Chip. Devo with I'm a Potato. Surface Music with I'm a Janitor. Suburban Laws with Sue Tissue with Janitor. I read somewhere where Sue Tissue actually went to the Berklee School of Music. And she'd kind of like disappeared. Does anybody know where Sue Tissue is? Andre Williams with Greasy Chicken. The Shamettes, that Fred did not know of, with Hey There, Big Bad Wolf from 1966. Ella Fitzgerald and the Cy Oliver Orchestra with Two Little Men in a Flying Saucer. Timmy Rogers with Take Me to Your Leader. The Chipmunks. How could you not have a chipmunk song? With Ragtime Cowboy Joe. And as I said, we finished up there with some Pete Myers. Which I said brings us into Radio Obituary. We start tonight with Marc Ugaret, French singer. So I do apologize if I just mangle people's names, but that's, you know, unfortunately I tend to do that. Marc was born in Paris in 1932. His mother was a dressmaker and his father worked in the health service of the Ministry of War. At 17, he dropped school and worked as an apprentice in a foundry. He later worked in Renault car factory. Some comedians among his friends convinced him to join them as an actor and accompany them with his guitar. He started singing around 1954 songs from songwriters such as, why do all these names have to be in French, Felix Leclerc and Leo Ferré, outside coffee houses. He was given an opportunity to sing in Parisian cabarets. Recorded his show dedicated to poems by Louis Aragon. In 1965, he was offered the opening act for George Brassens on Bobino's stage. In 68, he recorded two sets of revolutionary songs, but the issue was postponed due to the May 1968 events in France. He became famous for his sober renderings of anarchist and communist anthems such as the Internationale. He also recorded Sea Shanties in late 70s. He recorded four studio albums. He was made Knight of the Order des Arts et des Lettres in 1966. He died on June 4th, 2018 at the age of 86. Let's play something from Marc.
Elle avait un chandelier de classe, elle avait un chandernagore à blé pour moi seul, pour moi seul. Elle découvrait ses cachemires, ses jardins, ses beaux quartiers. Enfin son champ d'Ernagore. Pas question, dans ces conditions, d'abandonner les comptoirs de l'Inde. Elle avait de Yanaon de cocagne. Elle avait de Yanaon ronds et frais. Et moi seul, m'aventurais dans sa brousse, ses vallées, ses vallons, ses collines de Yanaon. Pas question, dans ces conditions, d'abandonner les comptoirs de l'Inde. Elle avait un petit mahé fragile. Elle avait un petit mahé secret. Mais je dus à la mousson éteindre mes feux de Bengale, m'arracher, m'arracher aux délices de mahé. Pas question, dans ces conditions, de faire long feu dans les comptoirs de l'Inde. Elle avait le Pondichéry facile. Elle avait Pondichéry accueillant. Aussitôt, c'est un nouveau touriste qu'elle fit boire son comptoir, sa flore, sa géographie. Pas question, dans ces conditions, de revoir un jour les comptoirs de l'Inde. Pas question, dans ces conditions, de revoir un jour les comptoirs de l'Inde. Pas question, dans ces conditions, de revoir un jour les comptoirs de l'Inde.
Gino Santercole, an Italian singer, songwriter, guitarist, and actor. He was well known for his breakthrough hit. I think Belinda does this on purpose. Che se vecchio pazzo mondo. This Old Crazy World, a cover of P.F. Sloan's Eve of Destruction, and for the song Such a Cold Night Tonight that he sang in the movie Yippee Doo. He did a lot of stuff. Return to television. He had a number of records with the Rebels. He passed away. We had it here somewhere. June 8th, 2018, he was 77. He passed away in Rome, Italy. Gino Santercole.
Con l'autostop il mondo girerò finché non troverò qualcuno che mi ami. Ti aspetto te. Mi viene il fiato corto, per questo adesso parto, ma dove vado non lo so. Con l'autostop, col pollice all'insù, come facevi tu, quel dì che ti ho incontrato. Ricordo ancora, da te mi son fermato, e poi tu m'hai piantato, e non ti ho vista più. Andrò a Parì, Brigitte lì che aspetta, e le dirò bimbetta, je t'aime beaucoup, je t'aime, chérie. Andrò a Madrid, Rosita a braccia aperte, mi griderà sei forte, te quiero, quiero mucho, sì. Con l'autostop il mondo girerò, finché non troverò qualcuno che mi ami. Se aspetto te, mi viene fiato corto, per questo adesso parto facendo l'autostop. Te quiero, quiero mucho, sì. Con l'autostop il mondo girerò, finché non troverò qualcuno che mi ami. Se aspetto te, mi viene il fiato corto, per questo adesso parto facendo l'autostop. 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 Yeah.
l'autostop e parto facendo l'autostop.
Laurel Simon. Not only have I been messing names up, I have been forgetting to log this in Spinatron. Anyways, Laurel Simon, born in 1943 in Chicago, was an American soul singer. He began as a singer in the Lavondells, which became the Vondells, which featured Butch McCoy and Jesse Dean, and enjoyed some regional success in 1960 with the song Lenore. When the Vondells broke up, Simon formed the group The Lost Generation, along several Chicago friends. And the group scored several U.S. hits between 69 and 74. After the band's breakup, Simon made contributions to the soundtrack to the 1974 film Three the Hard Way and wrote tracks for the 1976 debut album of Mystique, which featured other former members of the Lost Generation. He also wrote the tune Dance Master in 1974 for Willie Henderson and the 1979 tune All About the Paper for Loretta Holloway. In the late 70s, Simon began recording under his first name. He signed the Liberace's label, Avi Records, and released an album in late 79 entitled Laurel. The album's second single, Mellow Mellow Right On, backed with You're Playing Dirty, was a number 32 hit on the US R&B tracks. It reached number 37 in the UK single chart in December 79. The song has been sampled copiously, including by Massive Attack, Imagination, Big Brooklyn Red on Taking It Too Far, and Common. And has been covered by the dance production outfit LA Mix. Passed away June 19, 2018 in Newton, Mississippi. Here's Sure is Funky.
Yeah.
I realize it's Sunday morning, but nothing like hearing that like on a late Saturday night. Funky music like that. Deanna Lund was an American film and television actress, best known for her role in the Erin Allen's television series, Land of the Giants, where she played the character of Valerie Ames Scott. I don't remember watching that one. Her career included minor roles in the 1960 spy film parodies of Dr. Goldfoot and the Bikini Machine, Dimension 5, as well as the horror film Sting of Death,
ooh,
the beach film Out of Sight, and the western Johnny Tiger. She appeared as a lesbian stripper in the 1967 Frank Sinatra movie Tony Romo. But Lund was so embarrassed by that role that she had her name removed from the credits. Her performance was favorably received and led to a starring role in Erin Allen's television series, Land of the Giants. While waiting for her filming to start, Lund was offered the part of Rosemary's friend, Terry, in Rosemary's Baby, but had to decline when, despite Polanski's assurances, Allen did not believe she would be finished in time. Dropped out of college to marry her high school sweetheart. They had two children and divorced 4 years later. After Land of the Giants was canceled, she married co-star Don Matheson, but they were divorced in the 1970s. The daughter, Michelle Matheson, is also an actress. Lund is an alum of Rollins College in Winter Park, Florida. She died June 22, 2018, at her home in Century City, California, of pancreatic cancer. She was 81 years old. Try that, Chris. Okay, we're better. Delilah Bell. She and Bill Grant were a bluegrass music duo from Oklahoma. Emmylou Harris has said of Delilah Bell, if Hank Williams and Kitty Wells had married and had a daughter, she would have sounded like Delilah Bell. She was born Frances Leona Norwell in 1935 in Bonham, Texas. She moved up to Hugo as a child. She started playing music with her sisters and a brother as a child and began singing in her teens. She married Bobby Bell in 1959. Bill Grant was born... Well, that's the other part there. Let's keep talking about Delilah. In the late 60s, Grant and Bell formed the Kitchmatch Mountain Boys, also known as the Bonham Brothers, named after the Kitchmatch Mountains near their home. Can't even pronounce things around here. They recorded more than a dozen albums for their own label, Kimachi. Oh, is that it? Kimachi Records, as well as albums on County Records, Rebel Records, Rounder Records, Warner Brothers. They toured England and Ireland 11 times during the 1970s. Bell and Grant continued to perform as a duo until 2006 when their partnership ended. Grant was diagnosed with a brain tumor, which was successfully removed, and he recovered in 2007. Grant began singing on a limited basis with his stepdaughter, Amy Patrick. Well, she died on June 15, 2018, at the age of 83.
I'll twine with my mingles and wave in black hair, with the roses so red and the lilies so fair, and the myrtle so bright with the emerald dew, the pale amanita and eyes lips so blue. I will charm every heart in his crown, I will sway. When I woke from my dream and my idol was clay, and portions of love had all gone away.
Breaking news, as Joe has mentioned, Randy Weston, esteemed pianist, whose music and scholarship advanced the argument now broadly accepted that jazz is, at its core, in African music, died at his home in Brooklyn on September 1st. He was 92. On his earliest recordings in the mid-1950s, Mr. Weston almost fit the profile of a standard bebop musician. He recorded jazz standards and galloping original tunes in a typical small group format, but his sharply cut harmonies and intense gnarled rhythms covered a manifestly Afrocentric sensibility, one that was slightly more barbed and rugged than the popular hard bop sounds of the day. As countries across Africa shook themselves free of colonial exploitations in the mid-20th century, Mr. Weston recorded albums such as Little Niles in 1958 and Arura Africa, Swahili for Freedom Africa in 1960, explicitly saluting the struggles for self-determination. The latter of those recordings included lyrics written by Langstone Hughes, and sales were banned in South Africa by the apartheid regime. 1959 became a central member of the United Nations Jazz Society, a group seeking to spread jazz throughout the world, particularly in Africa. 1962, he visited Nigeria as part of a delegation of the American Society for African Culture, beginning a lifelong transatlantic exchange. He earned a Grammy nod in 1973 for his album Tanja, nominated for Best Jazz Performance by a Big Band, and 1995 for the Splendid Master Guana Music of Morocco in the Best World Music Album category. A recording that he produced and released under his name, but on which he left most of the playing to 11 Moroccan musicians. He obviously received fellowships from the Guggenheim Foundation, the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, the United States Artists, as well as awards from Morocco government and the Institute of the Black World. He said he was 92 years old. And let's hope they don't get any ads when I click this. Excellent.
Thank you.
Tony Hiller was an English songwriter and recording and record producer. He was best known for his writing and or producing hits for Brotherhood of Man, including United We Stand from 1970 and Save Your Kisses for Me, 1976. He was born in London, began his musical career as a member of the song and dance duo The Hiller Brothers, sharing the stage with his brother Irving. The Hiller Brothers appeared with many performers of the time, including Alma Cogan, Tony Cooper, Matt Maroon, Lance, a lot of people. Hiller was best known for writing and or producing numerous hits for the Brotherhood of Man, including United We Stand, Save Your Kisses for Me, Angelo, and Figaro. The song United We Stand is considered a worldwide standard and has been recorded by over 100 artists. Well, it could be, you know, some people that just, you know, maybe didn't officially put it out there. 30 years after the original hit, the song was popularized again and became a patriotic and spiritual anthem and was recorded by several more artists. It was used numerous times in the production of various network news broadcasts during the coverage of the 9/11 events. And just checking how many he had, many charted records out there. He passed away August 26th, 2018. Doesn't say where, but he was 91 years old. And as my laptop here kind of went to sleep, I have to make sure I press the right buttons. And anybody mind if we go a little late tonight? I have a few more things I have up my sleeve. But Tony Hiller, as I said, 91 years old. Let me make this legal before the blue man.